Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
I am currently sitting in the studio with the famed Reef Brazendale, who has just come in to talk about the new Bunchies album release and his own out of luck, I could say, single release. How are you today, Reef?
I'm good, Mario. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
First ever guest on your show.
Yeah. First guest. It's great. how's your day been?
Pretty good. Pretty hectic.
Yep.
My car broke down, so...
Oh, well, yeah.
Yep, just
it's never
walking
ideal.
In the rain and stuff.
Yeah, it's been a pretty rainy day. Are you a rain person or not really?
Well, I'm a skateboarder, so I'm not a rain person at all.
No, not at all. Anyways, let's get into your new single that you've just released, I Could Say.
Yeah.
How was that? How was the recording process? How was that for you?
Yeah, it was awesome. I recorded it with Hamish from Bunchies.
Nice.
And he's like just a mate, so it was like super easy, like no stress. Just recorded it at like my flat last year.
Yeah. Is there a ride, like something that inspired like the lyrics of the song? I understand I quite like it. It's got like a good message about just owning stuff that happens in life.
Yeah, it's probably like the most serious song I've ever written. Like it's pretty
It's
about learning lessons, I guess.
And, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Nah, sick. Have you do you play all the instruments on it or?
Played everything on it.
Nice, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has there been a specific reason? Because I know that your last album you sort of had more of a lo-fi acoustic kind of punk sort of at like. Recording sound of it, like has there been an influence or a reason for this new harsher sound that you've explored in the past but you're now coming back to?
Well, I think the last album was the weird thing for me to do. I'm just coming back to like what I'm most like known for doing.
And the artwork style, I love. One of my favorite things about Out of Luck and all of your releases is the artwork style. Where does that come from? Are you the main artworker, or do you have like a specific influence or someone that helps you out with that?
Yeah, I have a few people. Like sometimes, like the most I could say I did myself, and every once in a while I do stuff myself, like posters and stuff. But I like art in the way that if it's I like doing it, but I don't like forcing myself to do it. So if it seems like a chore, I'll just get someone else to do this, you know.
Yeah,
like my friend Mookie did some art for me, and my friend Luke is doing my album cover for the album that's coming out called Weekends.
Huge, Sick, yeah. Anyways, shall we get into some songs that you've picked out? We'll start off with I Could Say, and then we'll move into You Are by Nervous Jerk. Do you want to tell me about that song?
Well, Nervous Jerk, I like, just my favorite New Zealand band.
Nice.
Just like friends of mine that I grew up around and in Christchurch and stuff.
Yeah, awesome.
Yep, awesome, awesome song. Ugly Losers Club.
I was listening to it yesterday. I'm glad I had you on today because I get to have some good music recs for the rest of the week.
Yeah, totally.
But no, we'll jump into that now. Thank you, and we'll be seeing Reef back in to talk about the Bunchies release and everything else involved. Enjoy. And we are back, welcoming back Reef into the studio after we just listened to You Are by Nervous Jerk, one of his lovely recommendations.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. great song.
Awesome.
We'll continue on, eh? We'll carry on to how has Bunchies been? What has the haps been for Bunchies? New album is pretty exciting.
Yeah, yep, new album. Happy birthday, Daniel Johnson. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, don't be afraid.
I didn't actually play on the album.
No.
So I'm getting all the reward, none of the effort. But no, I really like the album. Like, I listen to it, like once a day. I'm, like, a fan of the band that's in the band.
Yeah, we were saying before, it's a different thing listening to an album that you're not a part of versus you're a part of. So it must be quite
Yeah.
Like a refreshing kind of difference to just listen to your own band's album that you're not even featuring on.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. For
it's,
sure.
It's awesome. It's cool.
Do you know much about the recording process was for them? I think a lot of it was recorded in Hamish with 660.
It was recorded at the 660 flat.
At the
flat.
660 flat. Yeah.
Hamish did it all.
Yeah.
Max played drums on it. He's actually a really good drummer.
He's a pretty good drummer, right? Yeah, he's a pretty good drummer. He plays drums for Full of Stars. We did.
Yeah.
Before they broke up as well, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Love that band.
Love them too. Yeah. Anyways, do you have any specific favorite tracks or unsung heroes that you think deserve more?
I like the last track, White Noise. WN is called, but
yeah,
I think that's an awesome song. It's like I think Max was a bit cut because it was like the only song he doesn't sing on the album, and it's the one that everyone likes.
Yeah,
he wrote it.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
This song.
there's so many. I mean, there's just so many good tracks. I personally really adored Glass Eye Contact.
Yeah.
I awesome. Found the production of that so good, and like that's been like a huge influence on my music as well, listening to that song. Like,
sick.
No, it's a very cool album. I was wondering, for you personally, you know, when you have sort of in your other music drawn more from a wider punk genre, and of course Bunchies has a lot of punk influence and a lot of just sort of that ethos of just going a bit crazy on stage. How has you found playing drums in an art rock band? How has that been?
Well, pretty cool. It's the kind of the first time I've played in a band that's not punk. I guess I played in Sense of Time for a bit, but very briefly. But
yeah.
I don't know. It's like, I mean, me, Max, and Hamish are just nerds, music nerds,
yeah,
and
totally.
I'm not really a punk, I like punk music, but I like heaps of different music, you know, so I'm a big fan of that kind of genre, so
nice,
it was
pretty
easy to step into that role.
Yeah, sick. Yeah. Anyways, we'll move on to the next three songs. The first one is White Noise, your favorite, and the other two, Surf the Streets by, I'm sorry, I'm so blind, so I can't actually read my computer.
Grown Downs.
Surf the Street by Grown Downs.
It's like Grown Ups, but Grown Downs. You know?
Yeah. I get it. Do you want to introduce the next one?
Surf the Streets by Grown Downs. And then Jang, which is another band I play in. The song's off our new EP that I didn't play on, but it's called
Alamo. You can be a fan.
It's called Baby, I Was Born to Destroy You.
Yeah, and we'll get into it, eh?
Sick.
Let's just set it all up, and away we go. And we're back with Reef in the studio. We were just listening to Surf the Streets by Grown Downs and Baby, I Was Born to Destroy You by Jang. And we are going to have to say goodbye now to Reef. But thank you so much, Reef, for coming on. And we're going to take a moment for you to plug whatever you want to plug.
New Out of Luck album coming out in July, probably, but singles soon and stuff, and lots of albums out already. I think I have 40 songs released already that you can listen to on Spotify or whatever. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, that's all good. And you've also got Bunchies Big Score release show on the 15th.
Yep.
At the Crown?
At yours. Yep.
At yours. Beautiful. Anyways, are there tickets for that?
There are. I don't think so. Not yet.
It's just a free gig.
No, it's there will be tickets.
There will be tickets.
I don't think they're up
ticketed.
Yet, though.
Okay, all good.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyways, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a pleasure having you as my first guest. I hope it's been a pleasure for you as the first guest for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just fishing for the compliment there. But thank you so much. Now we're going
to
just...
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.